Captain Pigeon.
Make Maddie proud. Make Daddy proud.
Don't dye your hair.
It's only a game. Why you have to be mad?
But I have to say, probably the most shocking thing that happened is that we witnessed an Alexander Barkov Sully. Our
how
captain
to do that?
He knows how to do that, right?
That is the most stoic man. Like, we joke about John Tavares being stone-faced. Like, Barkov is maybe worse.
Yeah, he's very much, like, he's so humble, you know? So he's one of the best players in the league, in my opinion. And in statistically, like, also one of the best players in the league. But he doesn't act like it. He doesn't really celebrate his goals or his achievements very often. He always gets that really, like, awkward smile when you, like, try to compliment him and he relays all his information. Like, he diverts it by talking about the team and what the team did instead of what his personal achievements. So the fact that, like, he scored 2 goals in the last game, including a series-winning shorthanded goal. He had a primary assist, 3 points, 4 shots, 3 high-danger chances. He was, like, a +4, which is a stat that I don't really care about, but it's the 3rd highest rating in a playoff game in franchise history. And he went, like, 11-14 on the faceoff. So, like, he was insane in the last game and throughout the entire series, really. But, other than that, I'm just so happy right now. I'm excited for the game that's going to start in the next 15 minutes or so. So I might be watching that as we record. So if you hear some mild interjections, I apologize in advance. Cool.
That's the point of the podcast, really.
Really, literally. But in the presser that led up to, like, this upcoming series, Matthew Tkachuk kind of roasted the Lightning a little bit. He said something to the effect of, like, the playoffs, it feels like the Panthers are starting the playoffs now. And that they get up to speed fast, because they were asking about, like, if they're going to be rusty after a week long of, like, not playing. He's very much gave that backhanded comment towards the Leafs a little bit by saying that this is the actual playoffs now, and that the series against Tampa was, I guess, nothing to him.
And more, also.
He did say more. He said, I think we all knew it was probably going to Boston all the way, that with the way that series was going. So he kind of dragged the Leafs just a little bit.
He's right, though. We'll get to that later, but he's right, though.
Yeah. But overall, Panthers have the most series wins in the last 3 postseasons than any other team, and we're only going into round 2. We can talk more about the Lightning series when we get to, like, the eliminated teams later, but let's just say, like, Bolts fans were crying over the officiating, but in the series overall, they had 10 more power plays than the Panthers. And someone in Tampa, like, had adjusted one of those, you know, those, like, signs that go in, like, the middle of the road that say, like, oh, construction ahead or something like that. Someone had modified it to put, like, oh, cats in 5 or cats in 6 or something like that. And they, like, someone had taken a picture of it and tweeted the mayor of Tampa to try and get it taken down or whatever, like, saying they have to find the hoodlum, like, responsible for this. And Tampa responded. They, like, changed it back to, like, oh, like, Bolts in seven, and obviously that didn't happen. And so in turn, Ciampa kind of did something pretty cool. They took their like city hall and they lit it up red for the Panthers. And they said, well, if we can't bring the cup to Tampa, we hope you can at least bring it home to Florida and keep the ball rolling, you know? Which I think was pretty respectful.
Really, really surprising, because every time the CN Tower lights up, and they're like, we lit it up in red for the Ottawa Senators or whatever, and we're like, absolutely the fuck not. Why the hell are you doing that?
Yeah. And that's crazy.
I'm like, no, why are you doing that? That's, we don't, they're our enemy. We should not be being nice to them.
If it makes you feel better, like, for a while, Tampa had, I apologize for my roommate's out, by the way. He's barking in the background. But for a while, like, the Bolts had to be called out, because immediately after the last times that they beat us, because this is, I think, like, the first time we beat them in franchise, like, history in a playoff series. Previously, it had been all Bolts all the way. And we always immediately, like, thank them, like, with a tweet, like, saying, like, oh, heck of a series, like, congrats going on to the next round or something like that, which I think is like respectful to do against like the person that you're facing. But someone called them out, and then like a couple hours later they finally posted like congrats on the series win, bring the comp home to Florida or something like that. Sportsmanship is not very high in Florida when it comes to Tampa, at least in my opinion. And the last thing I had to note was that playoff attendance on average, the Panthers had the playoff attendance on average was higher than any other team. It was 19,530, which is a long way from 2014 when we had like a record low attendance of like 7,311 in the crowd.
Honestly, like, I will say, that was a playoff year, right? That's a playoff number or no?
I don't think that was a playoff number. Okay. I think that was just a standard number. It was just going viral because, but it was going viral recently. It was a tweet from like Sports Center. And it was like, oh, Panthers had, like, posted a attendance record of that much. And it's just, like, a far, like, it's the one tweet that people always go back to when they either want to roast the Panthers or compare just how far we've come.
It was just, yeah, it's, what I was going to say is sometimes when the team is shit, like Ottawa has been, they've had dwindling attendance numbers. There's several reasons why Ottawa has had dwindling attendance numbers, but also when the team is shit, like, people are less likely to go. So it's good to see that the team is doing really well and like you're getting the attendance you should be getting.
Yeah, I'm really happy about it. It makes me emotional sometimes.
Yeah, especially like you've been a fan for a really long time, so like it's huge for you, right?
It is. I think that's why we always, like, focus on attendance numbers as Panthers fans. Because, like, if you've been a Panthers fan for longer than 3-4 years, like, you remember the empty seats. You know all the jokes. Like, you wouldn't last an hour in the asylum where they raised me, essentially.
Exactly. Well, congrats on round two. We are all Florida Panthers fans now. Temporarily, at least. At least till this series is done, and then I will reevaluate. Normally, I just, like, check out. I'm like, oh, Leafs are done. I'm done.
Yeah.
So, I will be actively cheering against Boston, as always.
That's so valid.
Yeah. That's it for Panthers?
That is it for Panthers. Thank you.
Okay, well, so spoiler alert, the Leafs lost. Which I would have
never seen that coming.
I will say, we were initially going to record this, what, last Wednesday? Mm-hmm. I was convinced they were going to have lost by then, so...
Me too.
Things have happened.
I was so sick, and then I, like, revived when there was, I don't know, just, like, the tiniest bit of game left. And there was, like, score, score. And I was like, wow, so y'all aren't gonna die today. Interesting.
Yeah, so basically when we were initially gonna record this episode, the Leafs were down 3-1 in the series. And I was like, well, they're done. It's fine.
This is fine dog meme.
Yeah. I was just like, well, I did know that this team was significantly worse than what the team we had last year. Because I think Brad Treliving's a bad GM. He's just the Boston Pizza Nepo baby. And that's all I will say about him for now.
For now.
Do I need to explain Boston Pizza Nepo baby? I should probably do that.
I feel like you should, yeah.
Okay, so Boston Pizza is, I think, just a Canadian franchise? I could be wrong. Yeah? Okay. Yeah, it's a Canadian franchise. I learned apparently that it started in Edmonton. Oh, apparently there's locations in the States and Mexico, but primarily Canadian. It's just like a pizza place, and Brad Treliving's dad purchased it. And so he's, you know, Mr. Rich Man Jim Treliving, who is on Dragon's Den, which is the original version of Shark Tank, which is the Canadian version of Shark Tank, original version, I believe, too. So that is Brad Treliving's dad. He is just a rich man who owns Boston Pizza. Yeah, so thus Brad Treliving is the Boston Pizza Nepo baby. So I don't know what qualifies him to be an NHL GM, frankly. And I don't want to know.
I actively avoid finding anything out about Brad Treliving than I already know.
I'm Googling. Oh, he played, the highest level he played was the AHL.
Oh,
great.
Did you know that there was an AHL team in PEI for a while? He played for the PEI Senators. We're learning things here.
The more you know.
The more you know. He only played professionally for 5 years. So do with that what you will. Anyway, like I said, we had low expectations coming in. But like game one was like, our expectations were low, but holy fuck, this was bad. They lost 5-1. They looked like they didn't want to play at all. It was like they were not a hockey team. The second game, they tied it. The Leafs won. They looked more like a team. Was Nylander out the first three games? Yes. Nylander was out the first three games. And, like, William Nylander is the play driver.
Mm-hmm.
He is the one who gets into the zone easily. Like, he is the guy, basically. So, missing him is a lot and makes our top line worse than it needs to be. Like, honestly, that was the other thing. Sheldon Keefe was pissing me off. I'm like, I don't like Tyler Bertuzzi. I did not like what Max Domi was doing. And, like, these are Austin Matthews wingers. And we're just hanging out with these being Austin Matthews wingers. Meanwhile, Mitch Marner would, like, give his life to pass Austin Matthews the puck. So... I don't understand the coaching decisions there either. Anyway, and then the Leafs lose the next two games. Nylander comes back for game five, but we're like, oopsies, Austin Matthews is injured now. Well, actually, so maybe we should talk about game four.
I think that might be important, yeah.
Was Nylander, I guess Nylander was there for game four.
Yeah, all the games are mixed up in my head right now.
I'm pretty sure. Okay, so Nylander was there for game four. Matthews left partway through. He was vaguely sick. They did not specify at all. But however, game four, Alex, I need you to go over this. There was some conversation on the bench
I don't know. So the way that the camera was panning, I don't know if all three of them, Mitch, Willie, and Austin, were sitting next to each other, or if there was like someone in between. But what it looked like, there was someone in between. But it was Austin
just zoned right out. They're like, I'm not here. They're not talking to me.
Nope. There was Austin, someone else, Mitch, and then Willie. And you just see Austin turn around, lean over around the guy that's sitting next to him, and just screaming at Mitch. And then Mitch is just sitting there, like, flipping his hands up, like, what did I do? What did you want me to do about it? And I don't know, like, saying something. He must have been whining. I don't know. Because you something can just like, see yeah. it.
I'm trying to remember. I think the context was, like, he had, like, kind of waved at the refs going, like, why didn't you call that? Especially because we'll get back to Brad Marchand, but yeah. Brad Marchand had been a whiny bitch also.
Mm-hmm. And then Willie, what did Willie say? Willie just, like, this, stop crying. This isn't Junior.
Yeah. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Stop fucking crying, bro. This isn't Junior. Which I think, like, when you get William Nylander saying shit, you know something's wrong.
Yeah. And I have a question to ask.
Yes.
Because clearly there's, like, some issues with the team chemistry. So, like, in gaming, like, in like, video games and stuff, we always say, like if you're playing, like, a team game, and there's someone who's, like, bringing bad energy onto the team, it's like, oh, that guy's, he's tilted and he's tilting his teammates. Who is the guy who you think is tilting your teammates?
Don't actually think it's any of the three of them. Mm-mm. I think they were just having a bad day and they were pissed off.
Yeah.
They're very clearly tilted, yeah. But, like, I thought, like, someone had to have, like,
I think it stemmed. So Mitch did that, like, gesture whiny thing at the refs, but Keefe had just yelled at Matthews, and we don't know what Keefe said either. So I don't know exactly. Like, in that situation, see, I don't think it's any of them, because normally they're all, like, fine.
Yeah, basically. I feel like they barely talk on the bench, at least, like, during games. I feel like every once in a while, they'll... Yeah.
Sometimes they are, like, gossiping. It's not gossiping. It's just the way they're talking looks like they're gossiping, or they're being iPad kids, like, no in between.
Yeah. But I've never seen them actually yell and get frustrated with each other.
Until now, yeah.
And, well, I would say probably another big problem was that the power play was not working at all. They scored, I think, one goal of 20 tries on the power play, which is, like, insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely ridiculous, frankly, actually. So that was part of it. You know, Willie loses his cool, and then we go to the second commercial break, and Austin Matthews does not come back, and we're like, what the fuck is happening? They've given up. We don't know what Austin Matthews had, but apparently it was clearly bad enough for him not to play, because, you know, hockey players. They'll play through anything.
Man must have been, like, throwing up or something.
I think it was worse than that, but they didn't really say anything. Like, it was definitely something that happened. Oh, I think they also said he got a hit in game four that didn't help.
Yeah.
I think that's what they said today, but he didn't say what it was that was why he was out. And, like I said, Nylander had been out the first three games, and he had, like, migraines and couldn't see properly. Like, he would have played through the migraines, but he could not see properly.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel that. I was just like, I didn't see any of it. I was just seeing people in general say, like, I swear to God, if I see anyone, like, say that migraines aren't real, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, I have chronic migraines. And so it's like, I understand, like, where you're just not, like, it looks like there's four of a singular thing. So I couldn't even like imagine playing even through a migraine in general. Like that takes a certain amount of strength in general. But then like it does get so bad that I couldn't imagine like if properly, like you just start seeing things that aren't there. And yeah, but glad he's recovered, and hopefully they take some time to figure that out, figure something out that will help prevent that from happening.
Yeah, he said he's not going to Worlds, so he should be resting up. And then the Leafs come back and win games 5 and 6, sans Matthews. They looked like a whole new team out there. Game five was... Yeah, Matthew Nyes was, like, fucking on it. He was so good this series.
I love him. He's just... Alexander's great.
Yeah, he was so good. Joe Wall was playing so... Oh, they finally put Joe Wall in. What game was that? That must have been game five also.
I want to say it was game five. And it was beautiful.
And we're like, yeah, fucking finally. Four times of Samsonov not working, letting in 5 goals, 2 goals, 4 goals, 3 goals. Especially, like, I think that the game four was also, like, some of those goals were so weak. And we're like, I swear to God, put in Joe Wall.
Yeah, Joe Wall was like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. So he was playing, like, out of his mind. Game five, they won in overtime to stay alive. Game six, they like absolutely dominated the Bruins the whole game. 2 goals by William Nylander. The second one was like so beautiful. The play by Nyes there to like keep the puck in play was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Bruins scored with 0.6 seconds left. No, 0.06 seconds left. And in the attempt to save that, Joe Wall gets injured. We don't find out until before game seven, and they're like, all three goalies have arrived on the second bus, and we're like, is that bad? And then Elliot Friedman is like, yep, it's bad. Like, fucking hell. Because you don't want Swiss cheese Samsonov. I will say he did play well in game seven. And then Matthews is back, so we're like, okay, so Joe Wall, William Nylander, they're... and Austin Matthews are sharing two pairs of skates. Is that what's happening here? I don't know. Anyway,
I would like to say Samsonov, I feel like these last two seasons, I guess, really. I feel like he does best when there's really like a fire lit under him. Was it earlier this season that they took him out and were like, you're just like, you can come back when, like, you can kind of like prove yourself and come back. And then he came back and he was pretty good.
Yes.
And then like kind of fell off. And like the same thing here, like, even though like it is a playoff, the fire should be lit under you the whole time. I feel like he played a lot better in game seven because he was replaced. And then it was game seven, and he was like, oh shit, gotta turn it on. Which is like, you want it turned on all the time, not just when a fire's lit under you.
Yes. Exactly. So, game seven. Oh, I should also say, in game five, they finally took Ryan Reeves out, who had fully led to at least 3 goals.
Yeah.
In the previous games. They should have taken him out after game one when they realized they didn't need him. Like, they were playing physical, but it was a physical that the team could handle. And, like, you also have Benoit and McCabe and, like, Edmondson on the back end. Anyway, I'm not the coach of the Maple Leafs, and I don't think Sheldon Keefe will be for much longer. anyway.
You should be the coach of the Maple Leafs.
I should be, clearly. So, yeah, it's tied. The Leafs score, the Bruins score. Literally, I don't know, maybe 30 seconds later in the third period. It's a close game the whole time. It's 1-1. And then in overtime, it's the fucking weirdest play, too. Like, and the other thing is, the Leafs have been so good in playoff overtime over the last couple seasons. Like, so good in playoff overtime. So I think part of the problem was I got my hopes up a little bit once they got to overtime because I knew that. I also did pee in between the third period and overtime, which I hadn't done previously, which I think was bad luck. Anyway, it's not my fault. It's fine.
I love hockey superstitions. I've been explaining them to to my partner, and he's like, "Oh, what do you mean you didn't wash your jersey and that's why they lost?" And I'm like, "Well, clearly something happened."
Yeah, I also, it was game seven was the only, other than game one, it was the only game of the series that I didn't have it playing in my laptop, either on mute or low volume, and like just in my peripheral vision. That is how I watched almost the entire series. Other than, I don't think I watched the first couple of games, but
be the best way to watch the Leafs, actually. Like,
I only want to look over when I get a tweet saying that they scored, and then I'll look at the screen.
I think that's the least stressful way to watch the Leafs, Alex. I think you figured it out.
I know, because I put on something else, and then I'm like, let me watch a movie or a TV show while also the Leafs are, like, playing, but I don't feel obligated to stare at the screen.
Exactly.
Get angry at them.
Exactly.
Like, I just get my heart rate up too much, and I have heart problems as it is, and I can't take it.
Yeah, I was like, I need to breathe. I need to breathe. Yeah, so this goal, it was a dump in, and Pasternak beat, I don't know, whoever it was. I think it was Morgan Riley. To the puck, because it was like kind of innocuous, just kind of dump in, but Morgan Riley was slow and all the Leafs were slow, but it was definitely Riley's puck anyway, and he picked it up and scored, because why not? Yeah. I didn't bookmark that. Okay, so Jim Montgomery, I would think I was so angry I didn't get to bookmarking. So first of all, he called out Pasternak after game six and said, like, he hasn't done shit, basically, get your shit together. And then after game seven, he goes, yeah, I talked to John Cooper and Mike Babcock about the Leafs. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? You talked to Mike Babcock? I'm gonna kill you. Like, I hate it. I hated it so much. I was so mad. Anyway, so I like that I also had in this doc from last week, I hate them and don't trust them. I think they might have won game five at that point when I put don't trust them in.
That's so funny.
Which, like, I was so right for that, but that is just what being literally, like, that tweet that's like when we learned about generational trauma in school and it was like my grandpa was a Knicks fan and that's why I'm like this basically or whatever it is. I think it was a Bills fan. Anyway, that's literally me. I'm like a fourth generation scarred Leafs fan. Anyway. No trust for this team. They had like half their locker room stuff today, so it was the players and Sheldon Keefe talk today, and then the management. They listed three names. I did not know who one of those men were.
No,
they said like Kyle someone or something like that. I don't even know. I was like, who is Keith? This man Keith,
maybe.
I think maybe I should Google, but also I don't need to learn. Will he have a job? I don't know.
Yeah, Keith.
Okay, I assume maybe he's an assistant GM. But, like,
yeah.
We're also not going to make
live on-air firing.
No, I think my guess is, so that was supposed to be Thursday, but they moved it to Friday. I think they're going to fire Sheldon Keefe and then talk about that. And then I think MLSE might end up firing Brendan Shanahan, but we'll see. Yeah. Only a year late, we could have still had Kyle Dubas, who wouldn't have made the team significantly worse. But I'm not sure. He wouldn't have fired Sheldon Keefe either, so. We might have been in the exact same spot. Who knows?
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens and who we get as the coach.
Yeah, I'm fingers crossed John Cooper's at the end of his contract. That's who I would like, actually. I think he'd be really good for the Leafs. Anyway, so Sheldon Keefe says, when teams play the Leafs, they set the game up for the Leafs to beat themselves. And I was like, my dude, you are the coach. You're supposed to prevent that from happening. I was just, like, shocked.
Yeah. I couldn't think too long and hard about that one, because I just think that's the dumbest thing you could say ever.
Like, he's trying to get himself never rehired? I don't get it. That's what that sounds like to me. I say never rehired. He's going to go coach, like, the Sharks or something.
The Sharks need it, honestly.
Yeah, they just need somebody. Anyway, but yeah, so that just shocked me. And then they're asking Mitch, because he has 1 year left on his contract, you know, about whether he wants to stay in Toronto. Obviously, he says he does. I think he does. But anyway, he says, it means the world to me. And then he goes, we're looked upon as kind of gods, which, like, first of all, they give this quote out of context, obviously. And in my head, he's saying, like, the good and the bad. Like, we're put on a pedestal, and that's a bad thing, because we're seen as perfect, and we're obviously human. And I'm sure that was the intention he meant, but first of all, it's Mitch Marner and his, we'll say, rusty? I don't know. Incomplete knowledge of things? And second of all, it's Leafs media, Leafs fans, who are idiots and assholes.
Yeah. On
most occasions.
Also, can I interject for 1 second?
Of course.
I had my father, who just barely watches hockey, like, he'll watch the playoffs and he'll root for the Panthers. He, like, was trying to tell me about, like, oh my god, I saw this Leafs fan the other day that had, like, a room that was covered in all of the Leafs memorabilia that I've ever seen in my life. And I'm like, yeah, that's Steve Dangle. That's Toronto media for you. And that's all I had to say, I'm sorry.
Right, though, but, yeah, it was just, like, people are being not normal, as per usual. And it's just, like, chill a little bit. And then Austin goes and says, in my time here, I've learned there's always a scapegoat. There's always a narrative. There's always something. We love Mitchy. Because they keep trying to spin that, for some reason, they're trying to spin that Mitch is a locker room cancer. And I'm like, it's Mitch Marner.
Yeah.
It's, oh. If anyone's causing issues, it's his father. Which, like, he needs to just remove him from his life. I made a very violent gesture there, but you guys can't see that. So, anyway. Just get him out of there. And that's the thing. It's like, we know it's going to be the Paul Marner show via Darren Dreger all year long.
That's so ass.
I can't deal with this. Like, Mitch, that problem was, like, the last contract, it was so bad. Mitch and, like, that's part of the reason why so many people were frustrated with him. But, like, I will say they're right that they can't, that I don't think he can ask for a raise, because, I mean, several factors, including the cap not going up, but, like, there's no playoff performance from basically any of the Leafs, frankly, except perhaps William Nylander. But, like, everybody else is just, like, kind of shit. But also, Mitch Marner is passing to oh my god, that was the other thing. In the fucking series, he passed to the slot so many times, and we're watching a montage, and it's Joel Edmondson every fucking time. Like, of all the players on the team, Joel Edmondson. The only other worst option would be Ilya Lyubushkin. Like, why is our defensive defenseman so jumped up? Well, I guess he's offensive, but still, he hasn't scored for the Leafs, I don't think. Anyway, point is, the Leafs are done. this is going to be a painful year. John Tavares also only has 1 year on his contract, and they're like, well, we need to trade Tavares. And I'm like, you're probably right, but I don't know that that's going to happen. And then do we, we'll talk Marlies, and then we'll come back to the little nice thing about Joe Wall and Matthew Nice. leave it on a nice note with the Leafs. Okay, yeah. So the Marlies were eliminated, which is like, yeah, whatever. They were playing the Belleville Senators. Of note, the AHL divisions are really weird, and because they try to minimize travel, you end up playing the people in your division like literally eight to ten. It's a lot. So obviously the Marlies are very well acquainted with Belleville at this point, and they're shaking hands, and Kyle Clifford has passed the Belleville Senators player Boko Imama, and like he's like two players past, and he turns around and goes and starts fighting him. Like, they're shaking hands after the series is done. The Marlies have lost. So clearly something was said. And then they said on the Marlies broadcast, there was a clip that apparently, like, Todd Crocker just said, Imama said some horrible things in game two that's all I can say. Something like that. And apparently the league was looking into it. They think there might have been tension from a game in January where Imama jabbed Dennis Hildeby, who's the Marlies goalie. But apparently, like, I don't know if this is accurate, but the Twitter comments are saying that he said something about Clifford's son, Clifford's child who had passed away. Which That's is, like, so fucked up. Yeah. Like, absolutely unacceptable. So yeah, that's something that happened that's crazy, and I haven't seen anything about supplemental discipline, so to me that means that either the AHL did a bad job investigating, or they couldn't figure out what was said. There weren't any mics close by in game two, or they were like, well, talking about a dead child is fine. Which would track, frankly, with the NHL, AHL organizations. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, to end on a nice note, so we call they apparently call Joe Wall Brick Wall, obviously, because he's a goalie with the last name Wall. It makes perfect sense. Anyway, but apparently they call Matthew Nyes Brick as well, and the tweet was like, "Oh, that's kind of confusing." And I was like, no, they're just in love. Like, that's all it is.
In love.
I don't know what to tell you. It just further goes to prove that photo from the Leafs gala where the two of them are sitting with, like, Shanahan and I don't remember who it was. It was probably, like, Treliving or something at the poker table. And what? They're sitting very close together. And the other two look like they're their chaperone dads. Like, it proves me right. That's all I'm saying.
Just love them.
Yeah, exactly.
Not to love them.
Love them. Okay, that's it for the Leafs until I get mad and bring it up again later. But that's fine. Anyway, let's flip to the teams that are eliminated from the playoffs, and then we can talk about what the matchups are for the next round. So, the Capitals were the first team eliminated. They were swept by the Rangers, I think. I think it was the Rangers.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Which I think is just really funny. Like, Lauren Oshie worked so hard to get those jackets out, and yet... For what? Four games where the team played like shit.
It was rough from what I saw. What I saw, Ovechkin ended the series without a single point.
Crazy. Did they score many goals? Any goals?
I don't remember. It was so long ago now.
It honestly was. That's the thing. What, they scored one goal in game one, three goals in game two, one goal in game three, two goals in game four. So not really all that many, but enough that like Ovechkin should have been in on one of them. But, you know. And in everybody's favorite segment, I was playing through injury. It's fine. Don't worry about it. TJ Oshie played game four with a broken hand and would have continued to play had they played more games. And he said, "This is nothing compared to what I usually go through," referring to his back, where he literally cannot lift his children.
That's crazy.
Like, my dude, you need to retire.
At that point, for your health.
For your well, he's also 39, I think. Like, he's much older than I thought he was. I think it's the TJ. I'm like, you can't be TJ in 39.
You can't be TJ and not be, like, 19.
Yeah, okay, he's turning 38 this year. So still, like, pretty... sorry, I just learned what... I'm not sure where the J came from, but it says Timothy Leaf Oshie. It just threw me off. Sorry. So yeah, Capitals. Eliminated. Rangers have moved on. The Tampa Bay Lightning. We'll let Shay take this one. We're eliminated.
Sorry, because I had to look at the... It was going to bother me if I didn't find out what the J was. TJ is an abbreviation for Timothy Jr. because Oshie's father is also named Timothy.
Okay, that makes sense. I felt like maybe they were just like, TJ works.
TJ works, yeah.
They're just like, you don't like Timothy? TJ works.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll go over the Lightning series. So, the series, it was a pretty, like, hard-fought series, I would say. Not to discredit Matthew Tkachuk and his words about, like, oh, the playoffs are finally starting and talking smack on Tampa. I think, like, Tampa played well. They just did not play as well as the Panthers. As I mentioned earlier, they had a lot of, like, opportunities for the power play, and they couldn't really, like... our special teams are just a little bit better than their special teams, minus a shorthanded goal that they scored during like game three or four. But the big thing that really like got people going was that in the last game, there were two goals called back for goaltender interference. Two goals.
When I saw that, I was like, ah.
Yeah,
you can tell I'm a little butthurt, but last year still too. Fine, don't worry about it.
Yeah, it was, to be fair, it was like pretty, the first one was pretty clear cut. It was like, I think it was, as much as it pains me to say, I think it was Anthony Duclair, who was former Panther Anthony Duclair.
Yeah.
Who was in the crease, and his skate got like in the way of Bobrovsky trying to like protect the net, and then he moved his other skate forward and it like kicked away his like Bobrovsky's stick. So like I don't think it was really intentional, but very clearly like interfered with the goalie. And I don't really remember the second one very well, but the second one was a little bit less like...
Yeah, I was gonna say the second one is definitely the one I saw the replay for, and it genuinely did not look like anybody touched Bobrovsky. I was really confused on that one. Like, there was a guy in the crease, but it didn't look like anybody touched anybody. Like, maybe they moved at the same time, the same direction, but that was it. Yeah. Like, that one really surprised me, and like, I'm also a Tampa Bay Lightning hater. Like, yeah. I contain multitudes in my hatred. Thank you.
I will say, yeah, I agree. It was like the second one was a little bit like, what is goaltender interference in this case? But I'm not gonna knock it. There was also like one, like Tampa tried to call goaltender interference on like a play where we scored and like someone was like in the crease basically, and we won that call. So.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the refs were on our side, because again, like, throughout the series, Tampa had way more power play opportunities. like, it seemed like the calls, like, for the most part, were in Tampa's favor throughout the entirety of the series. But that last game, like, there were some calls that were in Florida's favor that I won't hate, you know?
Yeah.
The only other thing that I have to know about the series is that Stamkos stayed out on the ice after the loss, and it had a lot of people speculating that he might not re-sign with the Bolts after all. And he had a really strong, like, series as well.
Yeah. I think he's probably going to end up coming back and was just faking it up for everybody. Or is going to play his options, but I think he'll still end up back in Tampa.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he's a lifelong Bolt. Like, he's given his all to that franchise, for sure.
Yeah. Islanders. I also, like, I know that they played the Canes, mm-hmm. and that's it. And I knew that they were not a very good team, and that the only time I watched was Kyle Palmieri was in the box, and I learned that he looks, like, scarily, like, John Tavares when he does not have a beard. And that was it.
I will say, I watched a little bit of that series, because if Florida is my 1A, I would have Carolina as my 1B. But Islanders fans are kind of crazy. So, like,
We knew that.
I know. Video. I know we all knew that, but also the fans were so mad about Kane's social media that, like, the social media, like, the Canes took down, like, all of their front office details, people who formerly had information on LinkedIn about how they worked for the Carolina Hurricanes took that down, and it made people speculate that, like, the Carolina Hurricanes, like, social media people were fired for their tweets.
Yeah.
But they weren't. It was just Islanders fans, like, doxing them.
Yeah, that's fucking insane shit. Like, this social media of a hockey team does not need to be professional in that context.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are times when they need to be professional in the context of, like, yeah, we won the game. They don't need to be professional.
Yeah. Like, sportsmanship
Sorry, I was gonna say, especially, like, a fun team like the Canes, like the Leafs. If the Leafs ever did that, that'd be, like, treacherous. They'd be
massacred for it.
Yeah.
But the Canes, they have that. You're right. They have that, like, that personality where they're mm-hmm. allowed to bicker and banter with the other teams.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
They also had, like, because there was one tweet in particular where, like, the Canes went, they're so mad, with a whole bunch of, like, crying laughing emojis, and then another tweet that just said cry in all caps.
Yeah.
Because the fans were, like, going really hard on, Islanders fans were going really hard in the comments, and the social media person for the Canes just was not having it. And it became, like, such a hit that someone made a cry t-shirt with, like, on the sea, it had the two, like, hurricane flags that go as, like, the hurricane's secondary logo, kind of. And it went so viral that the Canes made, like, an official version of it. And it says, like, cause chaos on, like, the back a little bit, too. And they're amazing. I'm not gonna lie. I really want one. I might go... Like, I have a friend that wants to go see the something in round 2. If I have the funds for it, I might go buy myself a shirt and watch a playoff series in person.
That'd be sick.
It would be so fun. I have to see.
Okay. I was gonna say, the only thing I know about the Nashville Predators, I don't even remember who they're playing.
They're playing the Canucks.
Canucks, right. Like, my brain's broken. Doesn't
sound right to me.
Yeah, you're right. This is the only thing that I knew also, which is that this chick shotgunned a beer out of the mouth of a catfish, which, like, yep. That's a deserved loss after doing that, for sure.
It was very foul, not just because you're pouring a beer into a dead catfish and then drinking from the mouth of that catfish, but if you look at the video, she squeezes it for more juice, and I'm just there like, ugh.
That's so gross.
Not sick.
It's disgusting. The only other thing to note for me in that series is that they had, the Nashville Predators had, like, a Smashville, like, car that was painted in Canucks colors, and, like, you already know, like, every Canucks fan wanted to break that car. Like, they were the ones going hard on it, not Nashville fans.
Yeah. I think we need a rage room at every single hockey game for fans of your own team.
Yes.
And the only thing we know about the Winnipeg Jets is that they, like, stopped working. Hellebuck put up a Vezina candidate season, and yet this man, I need to tell you these scores. Like, he was bad. Okay. Did I forget that they played the Avs? Yes. Okay, game one was 7-6 for the Jets. And we came up to that and we're like, what the fuck? And then game two, 5-2 Avalanche. Game three, 6-2 Avalanche. Game four, 5-1 Avalanche. And then game five, 6-3 Avalanche. Like, what the fuck happened to Connor Hellebuyck?
I know what happened. Jesse Pollock posted, like, something like, the sweep and cursed the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah, I did forget that Jesse Pollock did absolutely, that was his fault. And he is the most deserving of that Winnipeg Jets loss.
No, literally.
In that fashion.
They were absolutely, like, they were 0-4 after that. And it's, like, rightfully so.
Yeah. I also love that he was, like, making up people saying that the Avs were going to sweep the Jets.
Because
I don't remember. And nobody said that. The Jets were a good team this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did we forget about anybody? I feel like I'm forgetting about someone. Oh, there we go. The Kings. I know nothing about this either. Edmonton was very obviously the better team. Like, going in, you knew that. I forgot the Kings even made the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
That's fair.
But yeah, the Oilers head coach, like, almost forgot about the handshake line, which I think is really funny.
Yeah, he was, like, walking into the locker room and someone had to tap his shoulder and tell him to turn around. Like, he just straight up forgot. He's just like, yeah, good game. Let's go.
Like, yep, next round. Let's go. I guess it was kind of good that the Oilers won so quickly because the WNBA had their game in Edmonton, a preseason game in Edmonton, and it was the Sparks, which Darnell's more famous sister, Kia Nurse, is on. And so he got to go see her play.
Mm-hmm.
Also, awesome. His children are, like, very, very white. Like that. It just shocked me. I was like, these are very white children. How did this happen? Anyway.
Where are his genetics? Where did they go?
Yeah. They're not really there. They don't even really look all that much like him. But I'm not so making crazy. Any speculations.
You're a milkman.
Yeah. And most importantly, the Dallas Stars defeated the evil Vegas Golden Knights. I know that this went to game seven, but I really don't know what happened in this series.
I mostly saw clips of not the actual game itself, but the fans. Like the Dallas Stars has some crazy fans. Like, people painted head to toe in green and screaming. People in, like, weird masks, like an otter mask and a horse mask. People just all around, like some weirdos in the crowd. And I respect it. I think I am all for just being absolutely buck wild at a hockey game in the middle of Texas.
I think that's how Texas hockey is supposed to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're
very much go big or go home, so.
Yeah. It was two cases of go big or go home, but, like, you literally had, like, if you did a map of everybody cheering, like, you know how they sometimes do those, like, maps that are, like, NHL teams by region, and they, like, color in a whole state or a whole province for, like, which team they cheer for? It would have been, like, literally just, like, half of Nevada and cheering for Vegas, and everything else would have been Dallas. Like, no, we were on our peak hater shit, collectively.
Absolutely.
And then the other really funny thing related to this was that Mark Stone's wife posed with a guy who had an LTIR custom jersey with her husband's number on it. And, like, she's clearly laughing in the photo and then posted it. And so we're all like, fuck you, the Stars need to win now, including Michael Bublé. Who, Michael? He commented, go Stars, which, like, he's so right.
Michael Bublé is, like, peak hater in hockey. Like, I love him.
Yeah, he's, like, very funny to me, again.
Just a microdose, you know?
Yeah, what is a microdose?
I will be, in fact, like, playing, like, Michael Bublé's music in the winter when it's, like, Christmas time.
In respect. He's a big Canucks fan, though, so.
Mm.
I don't know how long he will be cheering for the Stars for.
Yeah. Real.
Okay, so that is everybody who's been eliminated. Including the Leafs, obviously. So what do we have to look forward to? We have Boston and Florida. I will say Boston is such, like, a fraud team. Like, Florida better fucking sweep them. Like,
absolutely.
This is how it needs to be.
I'm watching the game as we, like, record. And I will say that it's pretty close right now. It's 0-0 still. But, like, they both have, like, 7 shots on goal. Florida was looking pretty dominant for a while, and then we got a power play where we did fuck all, and now it's just been, like, Boston trying to poke at us.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is, like, Brad Marchand, I will say, briefly bring it back, because I forgot to mention it earlier. Brad Marchand was having, like, a banner Brad Marchand series in terms of diving, faking shit. Like, he literally phantom trip or something. I can't remember what it was in, I think it was game 2 or maybe game 3. I don't know. There's, like, a phantom trip where he literally, like, should have been called for diving. They should have subsequently fined him after the game, even though they gave the Boston a power play. Like, nobody touched him. There was a stick near him, and he was like, well, what if I fall? Yeah. And then he was pushed by the linesman and absolutely, like, flung himself backwards really dramatically. That was at the end of one of the games. And then he had to this is the only thing I agree with him on. He shoved the linesman so that he could get back onto the bench because the linesman was right in front of the door. I will say, valid. The number of times the linesmen are not, or, like, refs are, like, not paying attention and right in front of the door, and I'm, like, working the door, coaching, and I'm like, I need you to move. I'm like, I, like, literally tapped one ref on the shoulder and was like, out of the way, please.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, Brad Marchand will be Brad Marchand, I'm sure. I think he's, like, extra Brad Marchand when it's the Leafs, but, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. They might be, he might continue on with that Brad Marchandness being a little too extra because of the whole, like, turnover and kicking them out of the series last year in mm-hmm. round one when they were, like, what, President's Trophy winners, had a historic season.
Yeah, well.
So they have some hatred for the Panthers. Not as much hatred as the Leafs, but...
I don't think they have any hatred for the Leafs, actually. I think Brad Marchand is just like, you're a bitch. Like, it's not hatred. It's just, like, contempt, basically. I don't know.
Mm, perhaps, yeah.
Okay. I don't remember what else we have. Avs and Stars, I think. Does that sound right?
Yes. I can open. Why am I saying yes as if I don't have the NHL app? Touch of a button.
Avs and Stars. I am still cheering for Dallas because I am a Nathan MacKinnon hater also.
Why are you a Nathan MacKinnon hater?
I just think he's a bitch.
That's fair.
Like, do I have any additional commentary on that? No. That's just it. I just think he's a bitch. There's nothing he's particularly done.
I like both teams like a mild amount, but I will root for the Stars as well, partially because a good friend of mine, her mom is a big Dallas Stars fan, even though she doesn't care about hockey at all, so I can bond with her mom over that, and partially because, I don't know, like, I lived in Texas for a while. I like the Stars. I have Stars merch.
Good enough reason.
Good enough reason, right? You can wear the merch.
Exactly. I have no additional analysis on that. Just go Stars. But also not Jamie Benn.
Yeah.
Gotta Jamie be specific Benn. Here. Jamie noted. Benn didn't have a bad series.
Yeah. Yep. Noted non-muncher of box Jamie Benn.
I literally saw like a Tumblr post today that was like the funniest reason why we canceled someone was DJ Khaled for not eating pussy, and I was like, I have mentally canceled Jamie Benn for the same reason.
No, literally same.
I think like it's a couple of us, that and the freaking knee eye tattoo. It's just
yeah, that shit was heinous.
Yeah, I'm glad he's gotten it covered up. Edmonton, Vancouver, which is just like mean a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But also not a lot of it. I don't really care. Vancouver, their goalie got injured, and I think their back goalie is also injured. They're on their like third string goalie, which is not good. But also, does anyone know who the Edmonton Oilers goalie is? Because I can't remember the last
match. No.
Don't they have, like, well, they both teams have, like, really injured goalies, right?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Bobrovsky just made a crazy save.
Oh, it's Stuart Skinner. He's been okay-ish. He's not Jack Campbell. We'll leave it at that. He's not Jack Campbell. Yeah. Again, no predictions. You know what? I literally do not care. But if I had to pick one, I would pick Vancouver because, again, fuck the Oilers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a family fuck the Oilers because my cousins like them, so.
What the fuck? Sam Reinhardt's in the box.
What else do we have? Oh, the Rangers and the Canes played yesterday. I think the Rangers won. I think that's going to be... like death between them. Like whoever wins the Western Conference will have had an easier time getting there because I think there will have been several murders committed by the time the Eastern Conference is done. So,
no, yeah.
We'll see what happens there, but
well, yeah. You all know I'm rooting for the Canes, even though that means if the Panthers win, it's the Canes Panthers matchup, and that breaks my heart. Just a little bit.
I still have to say, what the fuck's up with Freddie Anderson? I have lots of questions. he did let in 3 goals in a 4-3 game yesterday, so it's fine. But approaching closer to what I know Freddie Anderson to be.
Sorry, someone at this Panthers game that's sitting right behind the Bruins bench has a blown up sign that's just a picture of Brad Marchand looking really like the one where he's looking really scared at the ref, at the linesman. He's like on the floor.
Good for them.
I think that's hilarious.
Okay. Other things that happened this week, which was apparently a lot. Award nominations. We'll just run through these really quick. Masterton, as a reminder, is the either you're old or you're coming back from injury or you overcame some other horrible thing during the year. Freddie Anderson, he had that, I don't remember what it was. It was health related. Connor Ingram, I don't know what happened with either of these other two. Connor Ingram and Oliver Shillington.
Freddie Anderson, it was like something with, like, if I'm not mistaken, it was like blood or heart related or something.
Yeah, it was something like that, but I can't remember. I have no idea what was up with Connor Ingram or Oliver Shillington. That's it. It's the Masterton. It's the most insane award to exist, frankly. So it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
The Norris. Quinn Hughes, Roman Josi, and Cale Makar. They just hate defensive defensemen. Like, I'm not saying I could name anyone who should be nominated, but, like, they really hate defensive defensemen.
They really do. There's never been a Norris consideration for a defensive defenseman, I believe, right? Not in recent years.
I cannot think of any. They need a defensive defenseman trophy, but that's...
Yeah.
It's whatever. Anyway, the Calder... Do we have any guesses for the Norris? I these are all Western Conference teams. I have no fucking clue.
I just know it's the Connor Bedard show, so I think we all know who's getting the Calder.
Yeah. So yeah, the Calder is Connor Bedard, Brock Faber, and Luke Hughes. That's two whole Hughes nominated, if you're keeping track. That's exciting. Jack, however, did not have a good enough season to be nominated for anything. Sorry, bud.
Sorry, bud. That was the most Canadian thing you ever said.
Yeah, that's all I have to say for that. Calder, Vezina, Bobrovsky, Demko, and Connor Hellebuyck. I love that Connor Hellebuyck was like, I'm really good, but also maybe not. I don't know when the voting happened, so I don't know if that's gonna bias anything. But yeah, like, Bobrovsky was obviously really good, and Demko was really good too, and then just now got injured, so.
I will also say, for some reason, people were like, Sergei Bobrovsky wasn't even the best goalie on the Panthers. And it's like, Sergei Bobrovsky played almost every game. Like, yeah, like, our second goalie is, like, great. But Anthony Stolarz is, like, he played, like, a fraction of the games that Bobrovsky played.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes they just, like, make up these trophies. I also think hockey writers have... I think that's one of the ones that they vote for. I think they have no fucking clue what they're talking about most of the time.
Yeah.
I have a test of everybody's skills here. For the Jack Adams, which is the coaching trophy, Rick Bowness, do we know what team?
No.
No. Vancouver,
Winnipeg.
That's close.
He has also announced his retirement today. Oh, so Winnipeg will be coachless next season. Will be coachless. Needs to have a new coach for next season. And then Andrew Burnett. This is what I have to double check. Yeah, I would not have guessed that. Okay.
I feel like I know this one.
All three of these are Western Conference.
Okay. Predators?
Good call.
You're shitting me. I pulled that out of my ass.
You did, but you pulled it out right. And then Rick Tockett.
I've never heard that name a day in my life.
I've heard that name because I feel like Gabby has talked about Rick Tockett being bad.
Well, yes, he also used to coach Arizona, but it was Vancouver.
Ah, I see.
So yeah, again, no idea. I don't give a fuck. We're gonna actually switch and do Selkie before Lady Bing because we all know that the Lady Bing is just like Selkie light.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about the Selkie first. Selkie, defensive forward, Barkov, Matthews. I just wrote Stahl. I probably should have specified. I think it was Jordan.
I mean, every other Stahl is like mildly irrelevant. I'm not gonna lie.
Aren't they all kind of mildly irrelevant? I was really surprised to see his name there.
I think Jordan Stahl is like a good, like he's a good guy. You know, I also am biased because I worked with a Stahl brother.
Well, I mean, they were all homophobic, so you know.
That's true. I won't say that's true because, again, I worked with a Stahl brother while I was still identifying as a lesbian, and, like, he was a cool dude.
I don't know. We'll see. Is what it is. Anyway, the Selkie is very obviously Barkov. Like, Matthews did have a great defensive year. I know fucking nothing about Jordan Stahl, but, like...
It's the Barkov trophy, for sure. Yeah.
Bergeron is retired. It's finally Barkov's trophy.
It's like, yeah. There's no lie there.
Okay, so lastly, the Lady Bing, Matthews, Pedersen, and Slavin. So because we know that it's the Selkie light, it's good. I think it's going to end up being Matthews, but we'll see.
It's so funny because isn't the Lady Bing supposed to be like, you the most gentlemanly,
yeah,
like yeah. The most gentlemanly like player? That's ridiculous.
And instead, they're like, actually, it's just gonna be the Selkie part two.
Yeah,
that's how they use it. Like, how many Lady Bings does Barkov have? So many.
He does. He has so many nominations. I think he's only won it like maybe twice, maybe three times. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it,
that's what I'm saying. Like, too many, frankly. They tend to use it as like fewest penalty minutes for someone who plays a lot. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's all the trophy nominations we have at this point in time. That's it. No other commentary. Just Lady Bing will probably be Matthews. But also, lots of people hate the Leafs. So
we'll see.
We'll see. Okay. So one of the big things this week was John Cooper coming out, like the press conference after the game, where they were knocked out against Florida, where we know there were two disallowed goals. He said, basically paraphrasing is, the second something happens, we might as well put skirts on them, referring to the goalies. And so everybody saw that and went, what the fuck, man? Like, yeah. That is such a flippantly misogynistic comment, especially to be made in, like, 2024.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Especially... Yeah, it was just, like, insane to see. I will say he did have a very well-put-together apology the next day when they did the locker room clean-out. He said, emotional, quite frankly, dumb words that came out of my mouth the other night. Quite frankly, it was wrong, and I had to go explain myself to my girls. I sincerely apologize to all I offended. It's pained me more than the actual series loss. Which I think, like... I don't know why I believed him more than most of the time when people apologize like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was probably I had to go explain myself to my girls. Like, he has two daughters. It sounds like he held himself accountable to them, too, and said, like, I fucked up. I should not have said that. I'm not sure why I said it. Whatever. That's my personal opinion. I don't know why.
Me personally, it pained me more than the actual series loss. Like, yeah. I feel like that's not, like, hockey men don't admit stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree. So yeah, we'll see. There's gonna be, like, no repercussions other than what happened this week, which was people saying, well, that was a fucked up thing to say, and then people going, well, that was actually a pretty good apology, and I believe you. Despite saying, I apologize to all I offended. But I think it's all I offended as opposed to if I offended, which I think the if is always the biggest thing with non-apologies.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some firings. Dave Haxtell and Paul McFarland were fired by Seattle, which, like, as someone who had Dave Haxtell as an assistant coach, duh.
Yeah.
And also the Sharks fired David Quinn. Again, obviously. They had such a shit season, so... It only makes perfect sense. Also, I think this is the funniest fucking thing. Sharks forward Clem Costin, who used to play for the Oilers, was seen at one of their playoff games, like, putting on an Oilers jersey. And people were really pissed about it. I think it's just the fucking funniest thing.
Yeah.
Like, why not? Your team sucked ass this year. I would also not want to be associated with them.
That's so real.
Yeah. And maybe, I don't know, maybe this man has been, like, a lifelong Oilers fan. He's from Russia, though, so I really don't know. He could be. I was just trying to go see if Russians, he's still in the contract.
Russians and the people they root for are so funny to me. Like, yeah. It's just so random. Like, what made you pick this team? And it's like, oh... I just, like, sneezed and I picked the one where the booger landed.
Exactly. Okay, he still has 1 year left on his contract. Because I was curious. I was like, is he, like, actually still a member of this team or no? But he is. Which, like, that's really funny. Okay, what else? Jacob Voracek has officially retired, despite, like, for realsies this time, as opposed to... Philadelphia media retiring him. He was, like, probably the most retired player by Philadelphia media, which is pretty talented considering they have retired at least 3 players who were not yet retired.
Yeah.
Like, there's 3 off the top of my head that I can name as someone who does not closely follow the Philadelphia Flyers. Like,
him. What was the other one?
Nolan Patrick.
Nolan Patrick. I was about to say Wayne Simmons. I forgot Nolan Patrick.
Yeah, like the 3 of them.
That's crazy.
And, you know, Jacob Voracek, like, absolutely hated a lot of Flyers media for good reason.
Yeah.
Like, this man could not have played in Toronto. He would have had a fist fight with Steve Simmons.
He should have played in Toronto just for that.
He should have, yeah. I don't think Steve Simmons should be credentialed anymore. He always has the most bullshit stuff to say that's not good, and then, like, he's just bad and works for literally a tabloid, so this man does not need to be credentialed. Uncredential his organization. There was something else he did last year or 2 years ago, and I can't remember what it was. Maybe something related to COVID, and I can't remember. I don't know. There's something like somebody's health related that he was like, oh, this person was like this, and we're like, you should not be revealing that. Anyway, congrats to Jacob Voracek. I hope you get to beat up as many hockey writers as you'd like, verbally or on Twitter, your choice.
Real.
Speaking of retirements or not retirements, Lou Lamoriello goes, Patrick Roy and I will be back next year. And we're like, what do you mean, Lou Lamoriello? You are 82 years old.
Who's letting this senile, like, old man run their hockey team?
Exactly. And we all hate him for so many reasons. But number one is, like, he won't let Matt Barzell have long hair.
That's painful. Yeah.
Like, it's really important to all of us, to hockey in general, that Matt Barzell have long hair.
How else are they going to show their personality?
Exactly. And, like, Kyle Palmieri looks naked without a beard. I don't like it.
I hate it, actually.
I think that is so weird. Like, not letting these men have facial hair or whatever the hell. Like, that is just so fucking weird to me. What? Yeah. Like, something about it just rubs me the wrong way.
It seems just, like,
It's like,
I'm kink-shaming, like, oh, is what I'm saying.
It's like, oh, it's like professionalism. Do you know how many professional people have facial hair?
Yeah. Like this is the most, like, I get maybe saying, please don't get a face tattoo. Like, that's a reasonable thing to ask, I think. Mm-hmm. But, like, that's as far as you need to go.
Yeah, like, these are grown men, and you're telling them that they can't have their hair a certain length or have facial hair past the fucking military lets you have your hair however the hell you want it, and you're not letting these hockey players, because what? Because of what reason? Like, literally, what is the reason other than you wanting, like, it's just controlling, and I don't like it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm so glad this man is no longer touching my hockey team.
Literally.
Ugh. We said Rick Bowness was retiring already. Travis Green will be the new Ottawa head coach, which I think is frankly just very funny. This man is not a good coach. We don't need to worry about Ottawa being good anytime soon. Okay, and lastly, we have some world's rosters. I just only saw Canada and the U.S. go by, so that's who we'll talk about. We'll start with Canada. It's just, like, a bunch of children, basically. Andrew Mangiapane and, oh, I forgot Brandon Tanev and Michael Bunting. Otherwise, oh, and Colton Parayko and Jamie Oleksiak are there. Ooh.
Oh, the goaltender.
That's my ideal.
That's actually really good, yeah.
Just, like, for non-hockey reasons. Anyway.
hey, yo.
For non-hockey reasons, that is my ideal D pair. Anyway, yeah, I don't, like, our goaltender situation is alarming. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about the fact that it's the Olympics in 2 years. Like, I need a goalie to come out of the woodwork and not be shit, because we literally have Jordan Binnington, Nico Dawes, and Joel Hofer. Do I know what team either of Nico Dawes or Joel Hofer play for?
Nico Dawes, I want to say, is, like, Jersey.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure if he was still there. Okay, he is. But he's, like, their second goaltender, right? Like, he's not...
I want to say, but now you have me questioning if he is still there.
He is. I just Googled.
Okay.
And then... But, like, if anything, he's, like, the second goaltender or in the AHL. Oh, wait. If he's going, the Canes are... Oh, Jersey. Never mind. I You know what? I'm so bad. They're both red and black, and they're the same team in my head. Oh, man. Anyway, and then Joel Hofer is... also plays for the Blues. That's alarming. That's fine. Don't think about it. Yeah, like, Michael Bunting is gonna end up having a freaking A, and it's Michael Bunting. Everybody else on this list is, like, mostly children.
Yeah. Also, Jared McCann. Did I read that?
Oh, right? I didn't even see Jared McCann. Yeah, I guess. Oh. Okay, maybe Michael Bunting can push him. I have no idea who the captain of this team would be.
Mangiapane.
I'm gonna go. Yeah, I was gonna say Tanev, maybe.
Hmm.
Or Mangiapane. And then Pareko would have an A for sure. And then the other A, if they do more than one, more than two, would be like, those two would be toss up. Yeah. Okay. That's a hockey team, allegedly. And then the States is like similarly children skewed, but also former Flyer skewed, question mark?
Yeah. I have some concern.
Also, I love Brady, but no Matthew.
I know. What That's the hell is painful. That?
And wait, Luke, but no Jack? Jack is injured, right?
I think so.
Okay. That one at least makes sense. I'm wondering if Brady is like, or Matthew is like, oh shit, I gotta plan a wedding. So maybe that's what that is.
Maybe.
But yeah, like, otherwise, again, pretty children skewed, and then it's like Joel Farabee, Johnny Gaudreau, Kevin Hayes. Also, Luke Kunin should not go. Like, why the fuck are you going? You should be sat here in Toronto supporting your wife.
Real.
Like, why would you go be mediocre on this team when you could just be Sophia's number one fan? Like, I don't get it. I'm putting Brady Tkachuk captain.
Yeah. I see it.
Sure.
Is Jeff Petrie... I did not know he was American. Two, did not know he still existed. Like, I really thought he was retired.
How old is he?
I don't know, but in my mind, he's been perpetually, like, 35 for three or four years, so...
He's 36 right now.
Okay, that's at least I'm actually close for once.
Mm-hmm.
The number of times I'm like, he's been 32 forever, and he's, like, 28 the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
me with Jake McCabe, learning he is 29. I was shook.
You know what upsets me the most about this list?
What?
No, Alexander the Great.
He might end up going. This was like the initial list, so this was before the Leafs were eliminated, so there's still a chance.
He better be there.
I also like that there's only two goalies. I have no idea who Trey Augustine is.
Anybody? I was about to ask. I was a little scared to ask because I was like, am I missing something? Is his name Trey or Trev? Trey.
Trey. This is a child. He is 19 years old.
Oh my god. The hell?
Oh, Red Wings prospects. Where are all the American goalies? Oh, well, Hellebuck's, like, broken.
Yeah.
Not physically, but, like, perhaps emotionally. Mentally. And...
Oh my god, yeah.
I can't think of any other goalies right now other than Demko, who is both injured and still in the playoffs. So, I don't know. Are there other American goalies? Jack Campbell? That'd be fun. That's it. End of my list. So, yeah. They are teams of hockey players, allegedly.
Surely. Bring back Team North America.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're done with men's hockey. Any updates on the Panthers game? I assume you would have exclaimed if there was a goal, so.
Yeah, no goal just yet. We just shot a puck right into Swayman's face and his mask fell off a little bit. So they called a whistle.
That's kind of fun. I was like at practice the other night and hit a 14-year-old goalie in the face. And I was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. Because we had literally just yelled at kids for not hitting their goalies in the face during practice. And then I did it right afterwards.
That's crazy. Noted child hater.
Apparently. And it wasn't even the kid that I knew. And I was like, I'm so sorry. They made me go forward, though, so it was really not my fault. Anyway, moving on. Women's hockey, much more exciting than mine. Toronto officially clinched the first overall spot with one game remaining, so they get to choose their playoff opponent. They officially announced it today in the funniest way possible, frankly. They were like, yeah, we thought long and hard about it, whatever. And then they cut to a video of Natalie Spooner's son holding, like, a ball. And he drops it in, like, bounces it off the stairs, and it drops into the Minnesota bucket. I need to know how many takes that took, or whether it was, like, a first try.
Or yeah. Not.
Like, Rory Spooner was like, yep, we are playing Minnesota. Minnesota ended up finishing fourth anyway. I would have picked Minnesota regardless of whether they finished fourth, because they have not won they still have not won a game since Worlds happened, which is like 5 games. They got in because Ottawa couldn't finish, basically. Ottawa had their fate in their own hands. They just had to beat Toronto on Sunday and they couldn't do it. So yeah, so we'll have Minnesota and Toronto. They'll be playing games at the Coca-Cola Coliseum where the Marlies play, which is 8,000 capacity. I assume they've removed the covers from some of the seats, because they have like covers on a couple, some probably, I think, 2 whole sections of end zone seats, because they don't normally like use those seats for Marlies games. They don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
I assume they're removing those covers because the tickets sold out in like less than 10 minutes when it had general on sale finally was at 4:00 today. I had the second pre-sale, and by the time I got in there at 10 a.m., the 3 middle sections on both sides were already all taken. So that was literally just the season ticket holder pre-sale had already taken that. So that's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So at least the semifinals, which is a best of 5 series, will be played at Coca-Cola Coliseum. There is a newly available Scotiabank Arena that I'm sure if they make the finals, they will end up playing at, because the demand for this team has been absolutely fantastic. Like, it's time for a bigger rink. It's very clearly time for a bigger rink. So hopefully it'll be Scotiabank Arena. Even if they don't sell it out, like, it'll be better for them, because they'll get like obviously more ticket sales, but also it's good for MLSE PR wise. It's good for MLSE like money wise. Like, people will buy concession stuff. It'll be worth it, just collectively. Okay, what else happened? Montreal is the second place team, so they also have home ice advantage throughout the playoffs. They will be playing at Place Bell in Laval, which is where the Rocket play. They will be playing Boston. Boston ended up winning their second last game, their last game, to secure their own spot. I think had they lost, Ottawa might have gotten in on tiebreakers. So it's a good thing they did that for them. Also for me, because I really didn't want like the first overall pick, or even like the first 2 overall picks, to go to Boston. Just personally. Still a Boston hater, regardless of the sport. Regardless of the gender. I believe Montreal is Thursday, Saturday for the first 2 games this week, and Toronto is Wednesday, Friday. I'm going to the Friday game. I'm very excited. I'm bringing my non-hockey friend. So she was like, what are we seeing again? Like, women's hockey. I'll try to be normal about it. Don't worry. She knows that I'm not a normal hockey fan, so it's okay.
But is there such a thing as a normal hockey fan, to be honest?
Yeah, I've learned that apparently there are people who are not, like, insane, but I have not met anybody. Well, let's put it that way. So I was at, like, said I was at practice. It was Saturday night during the Leafs game. the goalie that I hit in the head, in water break, she goes over the boards to her parents, and her mom holds up the phone so that she can see the score and see what's going on in the game. Like, one of the dads says, I'll put the score up on the board so you guys know what's happening.
That's so funny.
Like, it was just, like, not... I don't know any normal hockey fans. Like, I'm talking to one of the kids and she goes, I'm gonna cry if they lose. And I was like, I'm probably gonna cry either way. It's fine.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've heard allegedly there are normal hockey fans. I've yet to meet one though. Like, yeah. Imagine being casual about hockey.
It's just, I can't imagine it. I'm like trying to get, like, every time I meet a hockey fan, it's never casual. It's always like, here are like 10 fun facts that you didn't ask about my favorite team, and my favorite player, and also players that are not have never been on my team, but that I just think are kind of neat.
Oh, that's exactly it. Okay, continuing on with the PWHL. New York did actually win a game after being eliminated. Congrats to them. They'd been kind of a mess. And who did they beat? Minnesota, of course. So that means officially they get the first overall spot, pick in the draft, which is exciting for them. Not exciting for me because it's going to end up being Sarah Filliere. And I don't like that, personally. But that's all I have to say about that. So Ottawa and New York are the only two teams that didn't make the playoffs. They'll be number one and two in the draft. That's all we really know about them. Ottawa literally just, had they won some more games in either in regulation or finished out games, that they had like several overtime losses and shootout losses. Like, had they been able to finish some games, they would have been in. Like, literally, like, one or two. Not even a lot. Okay, what else? Natalie Spooner is officially the top scorer with 20 goals. She has not scored 20 goals since her, I think, sophomore NCAA season. And this is a short season. So, that's just, like, insane. People are not supposed to be peaking again at, I'm pausing because I don't know her actual age. 33. Like, that's not normal. I love it, though. It's just so exciting. And she's, like, working her ass off to get these goals, too. It's just like she's hanging out in front of the net. She is working her ass off for these goals. And she's just been absolutely on fire. I'm so excited for the playoffs.
I love that for her.
Yes. The draft is in Minnesota in June. It'll end up having 7 rounds. That's literally all we know right now. But no one particularly, we'll say no one notable that we didn't expect. So, like, obviously Sarah Filliere did, but, like, she has used up all her NCAA eligibility. Her only other option would have been Europe or retirement. So, excited that she's not retiring, basically. They have said that the MVP award will be called the Billie Jean King Award, and the playoff MVP award will be called the Alana Kloss Award. Love that. Much better than, like we said, about the Walter Cup is, like, a fucking lame-ass name. This is, like, at least better. And lastly, the league has transitioned to centralized video review at Dome Productions HQ in Toronto. So now we can say that everything happens in Toronto, which I know other hockey fans love to talk about. So, yeah.
Toronto gets away with everything.
Yeah. Why is it always Toronto? Oh, it's Toronto reviewing. Yeah. That's it. I'm excited for playoffs. It's nice to have a Toronto team to be excited about.
Oh my god.
Oh, save me, Sarah Nurse, save me. Thank you. That's it. You can follow us on Twitter at For Puck's Sake Pod, Instagram at For Puck's Sake Podcast, TikTok at For Puck's Sake Pod, and Tumblr at For Puck's Sake Podcast. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.